Coach's Insight program's continuing tonight on Care Country. We're talking JCN football. We got the head coach, Jeff Schneider, joining us. It's brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Want to thank KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. A lot to get into with the coach here for JCN, but let's start here. The district assignments for the next couple of years, coach, have been released for 26 and 27. A little bit of a change, but still the 1A classification, district number 3. So for 26 and 27, those two seasons, you guys will be joined by McLouth, Donovan West, Atchison County, and Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Give us your thoughts on the district and how that kind of shapes up here over the next couple of seasons.
Well, I thought this year in particular, it seemed like we had a lot of movement throughout our league. You know, we have Troy dropping to 8-man. We have several teams that bumped up to 2A, and then some movement. You know, you always, when you get movement up to 2A, you always get some down to 1A. So I thought that our league actually handled it very well. The entire scheduling process the last couple of cycles has been done really well. Usually you get thrown a curveball or, you know, something coming out of left field that maybe you didn't see. And I think they've actually, you know, mitigated some of that. The last couple of times it's really went really smooth overall. I've been there in years when it's just been a free for all and you don't know anything until you go home 3 days later. And we've actually been able to have the schedules locked in before we leave Salinas. That's been kind of nice. You know, got some new opponents on the schedule, obviously. You know, some familiar opponents too, obviously in our district. But you know, I like the balance. I like that we still have some league opponents, that I think, you know, some good coaches. I think some programs on the rise.
You guys stay undefeated with a big win last week. It is 48-0 at home against Valley Falls. The initial thoughts on your team's win last week?
I thought we played pretty well overall. Got off to a really good start. You know, we were able to first get them behind the chains on their first couple possessions. You know, made it long down and distance. Made some plays early on the defensive side, and that led to good field position, which let us get on the board offensively as well. You know, pretty good team defense throughout. I thought we kind of put them behind the chains and made some, you know, some long down and distance where you have a better opportunity to maybe know what's coming. You know, we got to throw the ball on some of those long second downs or third downs. And then I thought we stayed ahead of the chains. First thing I look at on the stat sheet is the third down conversion rate and see where you're at on that. And I thought our percentage is really high. But I thought we moved the ball, pretty balanced overall through the run and through the pass. I thought we had a really good passing night. But I was very pleased with our efforts and with the majority of our execution.
Yeah, you mentioned good passing night. Will Elias, 11 of 17 for 170 yards and 4 touchdowns. We have certainly talked about him throughout the season, but one of his key pass catchers in that game, Christopher Knoll, 5 catches, 82 yards. He found the end zone 3 times. Talk about Christopher. What did you see from him in that game and just kind of the progression you have seen from him throughout the course of the season?
Well, I think Chris has really come on for us this year. You know, he was a starter for us last year as a sophomore. And I think throughout our team last year, we had some inconsistencies with youth. You can see his development just in his stat line over the course of this year into his junior year. He's long, he's athletic. He's been catching the ball really well. And if you can get him one-on-one in space, he can make people miss. Those 3 touchdowns were all, I think, 20 plus yards. So, you know, it wasn't like a little jump ball. He was catching the ball and getting upfield. So, He's really, I think as he's gone, and as our other pass catchers have gone, so has our passing game. I think Will's confidence has really grown in who he's throwing to overall. And then, like I said, we had 3 guys that caught touchdown passes on tonight. So 3 different guys. And I think that when you're standing back there in the pocket, looking, it's easy to go through your reads and have confidence on the other end.
Yeah, it's certainly a lot of aspects that go into it. And we've talked throughout the season about just the number of bodies that you guys have, the athletes, and you can spread it around a little bit. Got to talk about the defense once again. Another shutout, your 4th in 6 games. The defense giving up just 20 points in the 6 games so far this season. I guess, what would you say is your biggest strength on the defensive side? And then maybe on the other end of it, kind of a two-parter, what's one thing or two that you see maybe as something, not just a weakness or not really a weakness, but something you're really trying to still improve upon with the defensive side?
Well, I think overall, I think the strength of our defense is that it's team. You have 11 playing as one unit. And, you know, that, I think that is tough to do. I think the trust on guys are going to make their plays and then maintain their assignment, has really developed as the course of the year. And I think that leads to some of those shutouts. I think we also have players at those different positions as well. So we have depth up front, able to get some pass rush, package, you know, to be able to get more of a short down and distance run package going. I think our linebacking crew is actually very young. We don't have a senior in there. We've only got one junior and all the rest are sophomores, but I think they've developed. I think we're starting to see some development out of all that group. We've had five guys that have played throughout that position. And you've seen their progression throughout the year. Now on the back end, we've been able to cover. Again, we have some rotation back there as well, too. I just think it when you kind of blend all those things together, you get a good outcome. And then I think confidence starts to rise, too. When you know that guys are doing their job and are capable of doing their job, you see the outcome of that. Things that we need to improve on, I still think you always want to be gap sound. We're always stressing that. Communication is a big key. We've had our lulls throughout that at times. Nothing too terrible, but I think that is always a strength if you can make it. And we want to continue to harp on that so that it doesn't get lackadaisical by any stretch. But overall, I'm just very pleased with the development of our players.
All right, Coach, week 7 tomorrow night, you guys get McClouth, a team that's playing some good football right now. You know, they lost their first 4 games, but back-to-back wins here to get to 2-4. They beat Valley Falls a couple of weeks ago, 26-12, and then kind of a similar outcome with Pleasant Ridge last week, 24-14. What stands out about this McClouth team you're going to see tomorrow night?
Well, I think just seeing them on film, I think they're probably the biggest team that we're going to see all year long. I mean, they have tremendous size up front, both sides of the ball. They've got some really, really big guys. I thought they graduated a lot of them. Apparently, they got several that are coming back. But that's the first thing that you see overall. Their system is a power run system, so you've got to buckle up and come ready to play. And, you know, they had some good athletes in the backfield last year, and I think they've got some good young athletes in the backfield again this year. The two guys that have the primary ball carriers are both running the ball hard. So, they've got some athletes overall. You know, you said I think they're playing good football. They've gotten better as the season progressed. I think, you know, they are a team that has few seniors, so they're going to, you know, they're in that developmental stage, kind of where we found ourselves last year and started coming on by the end of the year, and I think you can say the same thing about them. So, you know, getting better each week and, you know, going to have a good year in the next couple because they're going to be having so many guys back.
Give us a few keys, expectations. What do you want to see from your team and what is it going to take to get a win tomorrow night?
Well, I still go back to third down conversion. You know, we've got to move the chains, those sort of things. One thing I didn't mention earlier, and I've been harping on that consistently in our meetings, is the turnover ratio. We've been very consistent with winning that throughout the course of the year, and I think that does help slant some of the percentages to you. And then I said, going back to their size, we have to do a good job on both fronts. They have some big players. We need to do a good job of maintaining our gaps on the defensive side, controlling it. The power run, if you don't, you get his seam and they can take it to the house on you. And then up front, we've got to do a good job of maintaining, on our own, maintaining our blocks against big guys. That's definitely going to be the key for us.
There it is. Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us. They get McClouth tomorrow night at home, looking to go to 7-0. Bulldogs back-to-back wins after an 0-4 start. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate your time.